Why orchestration is becoming the backbone of modern banking. Financial institutions face growing pressure from customers, regulators, and increasingly complex IT landscapes. With less vendor lock-in comes greater complexity. The challenge is no longer technology itself, but coordinating it effectively. That is where orchestration comes in. What is orchestration? Orchestration is often mistaken for integration, but the distinction is important. Where integration focuses on connecting systems, orchestration focuses on how those systems work together and exchange data. It introduces a central logic layer that actively coordinates systems, data, and processes. Instead of static integrations, workflows become dynamic. Decisions are made in real time, exceptions are handled as they occur, and processes remain visible from end to end. A useful way to think about it is as a conductor. Individual systems, from core banking to fraud detection and payments, may perform well on their own. Orchestration ensures they operate as part of a coordinated and resilient flow. Why orchestration matter now? The need for orchestration is directly tied to the growing complexity of financial services. What used to be a relatively contained system landscape has expanded into a network of interconnected platforms, partners, and processes. According to a 2025 Kamunda survey, 81% of financial firms cite rising automation complexity as a threat to operational control. This is a direct consequence of over 50 systems now required to complete core business processes, a 19% increase in just 5 years. This increase in complexity is not just technical, it is operational. More systems mean more dependencies, more failure points, and more manual intervention when things go wrong. Without resilient orchestration, processes fragment. Workflows break across systems, requiring manual fixes and slowing down execution. Innovation becomes harder, as every change must account for an increasingly tangled landscape. How orchestration works. From static processes to adaptive flows. In an orchestrated environment, processes are no longer fixed sequences. They respond to events, data, and decisions as they happen. Take onboarding as an example. Identity verification, fraud checks, and compliance validations are no longer separate steps handled across different systems. They are coordinated within a single flow, running in parallel where applicable. If a discrepancy appears, the process adjusts. It may trigger additional checks, reroute tasks, run sub-processes, or introduce human intervention at the right moment. The result is not just automation, but resilience. Turning intelligence into actionable events. AI is becoming a standard part of financial services, but its value depends on what happens next. Insights alone are not enough. Orchestration ensures that those insights lead to outcomes. Alerts are routed, decisions are applied, and workflows continue without interruption. Instead of isolated signals, AI becomes part of a coordinated process. In simple terms, AI generates insight and orchestration ensures that the right actions are taken. Where orchestration applies, unlocking the value of existing systems. Most financial institutions are not replacing their old core systems, nor do they need to. These systems still provide critical capabilities, but they were not designed for today's level of connectivity and change. Orchestration makes it possible to build around them. Existing systems are exposed, connected, and coordinated within new workflows without disrupting what already works. This wrap and extend approach allows banks to innovate faster while keeping risk under control. It turns legacy systems from constraints into active components of modern processes. What orchestration improves?
Get your processes aligned.
Orchestration also addresses a less visible challenge: the gap between business intent and technical execution. By defining workflows and decision logic in a shared layer, we create a common language between business and IT. Processes become understandable and executable, reducing misalignment and accelerating delivery. Over time, this enables more scale in managing business processes. Capabilities can be reused across the organization, creating consistency while reducing effort. The clear benefits of orchestration. They who adopt orchestration are not simply improving efficiency. They are changing how they operate. Faster time to market for new products and services. Improved compliance through embedded controls and traceability. reduced operational complexity across systems and processes, greater visibility into end-to-end workflows, stronger alignment between business and technology teams, the ability to scale innovation without increasing fragmentation. These gains do not come from adding more systems, they come from making good use of the ones already in place. A strategic advantage. As financial ecosystems continue to evolve, the ability to coordinate systems, processes, and partners becomes critical. APIs, embedded finance, and regulatory demands all require systems to work together seamlessly. Orchestration provides the foundation for this. It does not replace existing systems. It makes them work together as one. That is why orchestration is no longer just an architectural choice. It is becoming a strategic capability for financial institutions that want to remain agile, controlled, and positioned for the future. Want to explore further? The importance of orchestration takes a deeper look at how orchestration transforms legacy systems and enables scalable financial ecosystems through AI. Read the full report to explore the complete picture.